You're listening to Q on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen. Support for KLCC comes from Lane Community College. Career training programs at Lane help students prepare for the future. Real education, real results. Learn more at lanecc.edu. Solas has been one of the most masterful Irish-American bands for the last 18 years or so, currently touring with their latest CD, Shamrock City, which tells the true tale of a Montana mining town as seen through an Irish immigrant's eyes at the turn of the 20th century. Solas will have two performances in the KLCC listening region. They'll perform tonight at the Jaqua Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene, and then on Saturday at the Sisters High School Auditorium in Sisters as part of the Sisters Folk Festival Winter Series. They join us live in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, let's dive right into a song. What's the first thing you're going to play for us?
We'll play a song from Shamrock City, and it's called Tell God and the Devil.
Thank you.
Soul House live in the KLCC studios with Tell God and the Devil from their Shamrock City CD. They will be live for two performances in the KLCC listening region tonight at 7:30 at the Jaquet Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene, and in Sisters at the Sisters High School Auditorium at 7 on Saturday. Well, Seamus, since Shamrock City was written around the true tale of one of your relatives, you want to just tell us a little bit more about that tale?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, it was written, the inspiration for it was really a family story about a great-great-uncle of mine, a fellow by the name of Michael Conway, who in the early part of the 1900s left his home in Ireland and came to America. He spent a little time in Philadelphia on the East Coast for maybe about 2 years. And then he made his way to Butte, Montana to work in the copper mines there. He had two brothers that sort of landed out here ahead of him, and he went out there, joined them in Butte, and the three of them worked in the mines for a few years.
And perhaps not an easy life, and maybe not an easy ending as well.
Yeah, definitely on both counts. A very difficult life and a very unfortunate end to Michael's life. The story that we sort of that was in the family was that he, you know, besides working the mine, he did a bit of bare knuckle boxing as well. And the story goes that the sheriff out there in Butte organized some underground bare knuckle fights that Michael was supposed, and one of these fights Michael was supposed to throw, and he didn't, and he as a result was beaten to death by two policemen shortly thereafter.
May that not happen to any of the rest of us.
Exactly.
Was it different creating the music around this as a conceptual piece instead of just individual songs? Was this a different creative process for the band than previous CDs?
Yeah, I think on several counts. In large part, this is the first album that 99% of it we've written. Over the years and all the other albums, we've written things, but not for an entire album. It's always been a combination of things that we've written and traditional and covers. So for us to tackle that as a just in and of itself was a bit, was a big difference for us. And then doing that and tying it into some sort of a narrative, and a narrative that really was expansive in everything that potentially you could cover. So one of the difficult things on this was really sort of kind of narrowing down what you could possibly get into the format of an album. So it was really, the challenge was to create these sort of vignettes that would hopefully tie together in both telling Michael Conway's story, but also sort of an immigrant experience, and also the experience of Butte and part of its history and sort of that relationship to Irish history and Irish history, immigration history to America. And also the contribution that Butte as a town made to the industrialization of America.
Soul House with the Shamrock City story and CD and music coming tonight to the Jaquet Concert Hall in Eugene and to the Sisters High School Auditorium in Sisters on Saturday. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
Well, we'll stay, I think, in the Shamrock City world, and it's a song that really, I guess, speaks to the sort of the beginning of any journey from Ireland, the beginning at the American wake, the night before people leave. So it's called Far America.
God knows it's not for glory, son. We just have to make with 4 and 20 shillings, we sent him on his way. My blood flows through the mountains of far America. From a rocky mountain, Mein Kampf, came a message here tonight. Says the mountains give some hope these days to break the reaching night. He says to tell the young ones that he seldom sees the moon, that the noise would wake the dead out there. There's light down in those tunnels, it's gonna be okay. My blood sweats through the mountains of far America. From a rocky mountain, Mein Kampf, came a letter here today. Says the winds of change are blowing a little warmer every day. Says he fell in love with Liberty, a girl we all once knew. She comes from good people and she says she loves. That blood ran down the rivers, what a heavy price to pay. So far now from the ocean, in far America.
Soul House Live in the KLCC studios with Far America from the Shamrock City CD. They will be live tonight at the Jaquit Concert Hall in Eugene at 7:30 and live in Sisters at 7 at the Sisters High School Auditorium on Saturday. Well, just briefly before we get right into the third song, as time is moving along, introduce us to the newest band member you've brought with us on this tour here, please.
I'd love to. She just joined us there back in July, this past July, and we're thrilled to have her all the way from Dublin in Ireland, Miss Noriana Kennedy.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to have you back again in town. I saw the multimedia show last time around, and I look forward to hearing Shamrock City songs and other material you'll be merging in it. So you want to give us one more song while time is permitting?
Yeah, we'll do a song actually from a song that we recorded years and years ago on an album called The Edge of Silence. And it's an old Jesse Colin Young song called Darkness, Darkness.
Take my hand, let me sleep in the coolness of your shadow, in the silence of your deep darkness, darkness, long and lonesome is the day that brought me here. I have I have known depths of fear. Darkness, darkness, hide the army of things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning towards things I cannot see. Darkness, darkness, long, lonesome is the day that brought me here. I have felt the edge of silence. I have known the depths of fear. Darkness, of your deep darkness, darkness, hide the yearning of the things that cannot be. Keep my mind from constant turning towards the things that cannot see. Darkness, darkness, fill the air.
Solas, including Seamus Egan, Winifred Horan, Mick McCauley, Eamon McElholm, and Noriana Kennedy, live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at the Shed in Eugene, and live at the Sisters Folk Festival Winter Concert Series on Saturday in Sisters. Tickets for the show tonight through theshed.org, through sistersfolkfestival.org for Saturday, and more on Solas and the Shamrock City CD at solasmusic.com. Thank you all so much for coming in to join us.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Fresh Air is coming up in just a minute with Terry Gross.